Prep Sports Now basketball edition. I think we touched on the hard court a couple times in our last couple episodes, but fully fledged basketball show today. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer. Basketball season underway. There's teams with even almost 10 games in. Some teams only played three or four, but we've got a little bit to work with. A lot going on in the sports world, so I haven't seen a lot of these teams, but we've been monitoring it the best we can, and we think a good reason to go over, way to go over what's happened so far. Five things we've learned so far in the season. We haven't talked before, so I have no idea what direction this will go in. Maybe it'll end up into six, maybe seven, maybe three. Who knows? But anyways, I'll pitch it to you, Brewer. What's one thing you've learned from the high school basketball season?
I think I make this complaint every year, CK, and I know you're probably...
So this isn't something you've learned then?
Yes, but...
This was your idea for this format. You're going to kill it first because it seems like you've learned it every year.
That okay. I'm right, that I hate the way basketball's set up because they have to play league games like in the second week of the season when you're still, you know, figuring out your rotation and now all of a sudden you have to play an important league game that could pair into playoff seeding and the whole nine yards. I hate that. So that's the one thing I reaffirm. But no, what did we learn? Okay.
No, I had to get that off. No, we have this conversation every year. You say you hate it. I say I don't really care. I get the it's better to be late in the year, but I also think the leagues are so big now, it just doesn't matter. It's one of my pet peeves when everyone complains about college football, how half the leagues play league games too early. Like the Big Ten and the SEC are playing them week one and week two. Like, I don't care. Whenever they got to happen, they got to happen. I think some of your other gripes with how sports are arranged are a little bit stronger than this one.
Okay. So, five things I learned. Number one.
That counted as number one, okay. Even if it was a reaffirmation. Okay. So, I think it's my turn.
Okay.
Since I'm already.
Let me ask. We should have clarified. Is it five each or is it five cumulative?
I guess we'll just see how many we go to.
Okay.
I was thinking cumulative, but if it's each, I might be in trouble. But anyway, since I'm already giving you grief, I'll make my. The second thing we've learned, another thing to give you grief. The Chaparral Cowboys have not been as good as we expected. We both picked them last week in our picks. They lost to Del Sol. They lost again last night to El Dorado. 1-3. What's going on with the Cowboys?
Yeah, it's a thing where I just followed my heart, and they are gigantically young. They lost a lot of the key contributors that helped them threaten for a long 3A playoff run in the last few seasons. And when it's hit the reset button, it's really hit the reset button. So my Cowboys, quick and dirty, not great. But now it's back to me, right?
Yeah, that was just my number two, okay. Mainly to give you some heat because I know you love your Cowboys. And nothing against them. I know they're working hard. They've been so good the last several years. I just took it as a given. Every year they'd be right there. Hasn't worked out so far this year.
Yeah, but you know who it has worked out for?
This is number three, I guess.
Boulder City.
Okay, there you go.
They could ball. They've got a few bigs who are young who could really get up and down the court, and they're beating everybody.
7-1 already.
And the one loss was to Foothill, who they gave a run to. Give me the score of that one. Do you have it?
Let's see, yeah, I'm trying to 86-60. Not that close. Well, but
they didn't
still,
give a run to.
7-1's still pretty good.
7-1. They're beating everybody. They've got a few good bigs. I don't know if you've got their names there because I sure don't.
Well, now I'm looking at the Foothill game, so I don't know if I can tell by that. But Derek Thomas and Matt Morton both had big games against Foothill, so maybe those are two of their two of the big guys.
Yeah, so nonetheless, the Falcons, I mean the Eagles, the Soaring Eagles of Boulder City, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. Probably not as good as Democracy Prep, but the Eagles are rolling.
Well, we'll just keep it smoothly transitioning here. I didn't plan on using this one, but now you've got me thinking about them. I guess we'll go to number four. Why not with the aforementioned Foothill Falcons? I feel like they were a little bit overlooked coming into the season. Did they just barely make it into our top 10 maybe? You've got Coronado that's supposedly the Southeast favorite, even though I think Foothill beat them. Won the league last year. Then you have Liberty, of course, with Julian Strother. So I felt like those are the two teams people were talking about in the Southeast. But Foothill has come out and been a Goliath early. They knocked off Canyon Springs, which we both picked against them in that game. It was close, a great game. It seems like they're winning by double digits in a lot of other games. So I think maybe we should have been a little bit more high on Foothill coming into the season.
Yeah, so the Dylan Hashaw kid has been really good. He's arguably been better than Rockamore, who one game was held to about 2 points for for the Falcons, and then he came back and gets Legacy and had 30. So Jace got the ball, and he committed to UC San Diego.
Oh, congrats on
along the way. So you're right about the Falcons, a Foothill. My turn?
Yeah, could make the Southeast pretty competitive. Yeah, what?
Did you hear that hiss?
Oh, I have headphones on as I'm listening to her recording.
Oh, I think your water bottle is hissing.
Well, I can't hear it. It's not picking up on the audio.
No, it's okay.
That happens sometimes.
Okay, no, I thought we were under attack of some kind. Okay, so I know we talk a lot about the B and the two C's, right? Bishop Gorman and Clark and Coronado. Mm-hmm. And do you think that we undersold, and this is my other whatever number we're on, do you think we undersold Clark to begin the season?
Oh, I wanted this to be mine.
Well, you got to act quick here, baby.
That Chaparral one killed me. I mean, it certainly looks like it. They've had a tough schedule to start the year, and despite that, they haven't even played a close game yet. They've been blowing out everyone. They beat an Arizona prep school, I think. They beat Santa Margarita in Southern California. I think last year was the year a lot of people pointed towards when Clark, but I think we see it pretty often in sports more often than you think is sometimes the year where the expectations are the highest, a team is a letdown, and then the next year where the heat's off them a little bit, they're even better, and it looks like it's a little too early to declare that for Clark, but it certainly looks like that's a possibility here.
Do you think in this day and age of sport we love offense too much? We as in fans, or we as
no,
in observers?
No, I think we're getting smarter because offense is extremely important, the most important point of almost any sport. And I don't really get that because Clark has scored 80 and 78 their last two games. It's not like they're not putting up a ton
playing,
of offense.
I think defense.
Paradise Honors from Arizona in the Hoop Hall tournament.
Yeah, that was a good one. I'm not taking that away from them.
I think they're really good offensively. I think you're short-selling them here.
I think they play good defense, and I think if they would play, obviously Gorman's the benchmark, right?
Well, yeah, they've won, seven straight?
Seven straight. I just, for me, all roads lead to that Clark Gorman game, whenever it may be.
Yeah, you're counting out everyone else, the Coronados and the...
Well, league play.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I never would count out...
I forget they're in the same league, so they're going to play twice.
Yeah.
January 14th and February 7th. Yeah, it'll certainly be... I mean, the games were really good last year, despite the fact that Clark never beat them. At least a couple of them were really close. I think Clark's been impressive so far and could give Gorman a run once again.
All right. So some players, is it my turn or your turn?
I think it's my turn.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No. You're the man.
Clark, I had three thinking we were doing five. I thought you have at least two and I think I've used them all. I gave you the Chaparral, the Foothill, and I was going to do Clark, but you, how about, I guess in the Northwest, we didn't really know how to arrange it beyond Faith Lutheran, who still looks like the favorite. But I think there's a clear 2 and 3 in my mind that are going to be battling for that home playoff game the whole season.
Okay, because I think your two may be my one. If
one in the whole league?
Yeah. I think you're saying Centennial, right?
I'm saying Centennial and Arborview are right there. They've already played a classic game, a 2-point game, 75-73. I just think those two teams might be closer to Faith than
I would pick Centennial at home over Faith.
Okay, so you're having Centennial for the whole league.
Yeah.
All right, I still say Faith won, and then I think Centennial and Arborview are right there,
okay.
Really close to each other.
Okay.
You don't think Arborview factors into the conversation?
I think Arborview... is too guard heavy. I think that Centennial has a good big that plays well, and I think Faith's guards are probably a little better than Arbor's guards, in my humble opinion.
All right, well, it was awfully close the first time Arborview and Centennial played this year. Or it was even closer than I said. It was 73-72, 1-point game. Was that just a fluke? What's going on here?
Well, it's early, dude. I mean, some kids.
So you're expecting Arborview to fall off? but not Centennial.
I picked against
Arborview. Seems like right now they're about dead even.
I like Centennial. I'm in love with Centennial.
Okay.
Yeah, for whatever it's worth.
I think if I absolutely had to make a pick, I would say Faith 1, Centennial 2, Arbor 3. But I think my overall point, I guess since this is my whatever number of something we've learned, I think all those three are closer than we expected.
Okay.
I mean, Legacy, we were just praising Foothill for beating Legacy by 12. Arborview beat them by 23. I mean, if you look at Arborview's scores and stats,
but they beat
them they're pretty impressive.
But they beat them in a tournament.
No, they didn't beat them in a tournament.
Oh, it was regular?
League game.
Oh, league game? Oh, they beat them by that much?
Yeah,
oh.
85 to 62.
Wow. All
right. The Centennial game was a tournament, 73-72. But
okay.
And they did lose to Democracy Prep, who I know
it's like
a superstar, though, right?
Yeah, that's like playing Duke. They're going to win state by the running clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really
They've good. Already got two losses, but...
To who?
I can't even tell. Centennial!
Nah, Centennial's going to... Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
All right, so you love Centennial. I think that you're... I think that I want to buy all the stock on Arborview. I don't understand why they aren't getting any credit.
All right, well, they were in impressive. Our preseason top 10.
They were?
Yeah.
I didn't feel like they were at our... Oh, yeah, and they were
Arborview
at our...
Arborview, if you're banging...
Yeah, all right, well...
Yeah, I mean, is that...
I don't
left think... Centennial out for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's... I just... I guess I was taken aback by... You said Centennial might be the one. If you had to pick right now, you're taking Centennial.
I'm taking...
And Faith wasn't really in the conversation. And if, Arbor wasn't in the
I
conversation.
I think if you played a best-of-seven-game series where Cimarron... A round-robin style between Cimarron, Faith, and Centennial... I mean, Cimarron...
Centennial,
Faith, and Arbor. I think it goes to game seven in every series.
Well, that's what I was trying to say, but then you kind of shut me down. It seems like you've come around now.
Well, yeah.
I agree. No, I think it's really close. I actually might take Faith over them both in six, but I think the other was game seven. It's close. That was the overall point. Any more things you've learned?
So, some players. Give some kids some shout-outs.
Okay.
So DP has got a kid named Cimarron. His first name is Cimarron, like the school.
Okay, we've mentioned Cimarron inadvertently multiple times now.
And his last name is Conriquez, sophomore. He's gone off multiple times.
And DP could be, they've been impressive too early in the year.
They're playing well.
They could give Canyon a run in the Northeast, right?
They will.
Okay. Yeah. So
you know Canyon, they just turn it on for the playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they are 4-1. They've been pretty good. A 2-point loss to Foothill I think is forgivable. We know Foothill's got some guys as well.
Yeah. Speaking of Cimarron, Noah Doe, last name Doe, has been really good.
I really like the comeback of the name Noah. I never knew anyone named Noah for like the first 30 years of my life. Now there's kids in high school all the time
named
Noah.
It's a popular name.
Yeah, it's making a comeback. I like the name.
Yeah, he's been good, as has Brian Lang for the Spartans of Cimarron, right?
I'll take your word for it. I don't have Cimarron in front of me, but I know they're coached by Coach Branham, right?
Yeah, good guy.
Yep,
I like that guy. And then... I think we kind of mentioned this going into the year, as we expected. The Martell Williams kid at Silverado is really good.
Oh, yeah. Silverado has some guys, too.
They're in a tough, tough league, though.
Yeah, but they aren't a walkover by any means. But, yeah, that's the toughest league in the state for sure. And everyone, even the teams that you wouldn't say in the conversation are all pretty much off to good starts. I know you'll probably point out the competition level might not have been the best, but Desert Oasis is already 6-2.
Yeah, they got some guys. D.O., that's a good call, Case. Way to bring that up. They got the Van kid. They got a lot of guys that could go.
Yeah, that league is just ridiculous. I'm with you. And that being said, if there's one team you say that's kind of been disappointing so far in that league that we thought might have been better is Durango, who I think has a couple of big losses, only one win. But their win is they beat Desert Oasis by 10 points, so... Yeah, it's rough over there. A bunch of teams that miss the playoffs are going to be better than teams that are in the playoffs, right?
It's like that every year, CK.
Right.
You got it, baby.
Who do you got behind Gorman and Clark of ultimately making it?
Top of my head, DO's got a lot of guys that could score, right?
Yeah, that Durango beating them like they did is kind of a black mark for me.
Yeah, but Durango's got Anthony Hunter, who is really good, right?
Yeah, but that's who they're competing against. So you'd probably have to pick, unless you're picking both of them.
I see where you're going with this, but where does Silverado factor in?
Yeah, I think I would might go.
And Spring Valley hasn't exactly been garbage. I mean, they put up 90 against Gorman. Did you see that score? It's like 103-90, the final. Pull up to Spring Valley.
I have it 7. Oh, that's Sierra Vista, 79-48 Gorman. Sierra Vista beat Spring Valley before that. Let's see what the Spring Valley Gorman score was. 105-89.
Yeah. Gorman gave up 89.
What is going on? Yeah, I don't know. This is pretty wild, but I guess I'm going to say Sierra Vista beat Spring Valley, so I'm taking them right now. Durango beat Desert Oasis, I'm taking them. So I'm taking two of the three out of Durango, Silverado, and Sierra Vista. I know Silverado's got some players, so I'm going to say Silverado and Sierra Vista. Why not? Durango's really young.
I'm saying Silverado and Dio.
Dio?
Do work.
All right. That's
do work.
That was one of the two teams I took out right away was Dio.
Yeah.
And they're the team you go with.
Got them, yes.
All right. Well, we agree on Silverado. Yeah, I think that's six or seven things we've learned. Anything else? I don't really know.
Consider it a good day then, baby.
I feel like this journey has taken us.
Are we back on Monday? Are you here on Monday? Yeah, so we'll do one more before one more show in 18. Right.
Yep, that works. And then there's a bunch. There's already been a lot of holiday tournaments, but there's some more, right?
Yeah. We'll and then be able to feast on some holiday action.
Yeah. Then you get full in to league play. Nothing else going on. Just the way Brewer likes it. Until then, it was good for a quick chat talking about what we've learned so far in high school basketball. For Ray, I'm Case. Thanks for listening to Prep Sports Now Basketball Edition.